we are going to talk about the glory of God and how worthy He is to be praised. Today, we're going to talk about God's glory and how we simply sometimes need to just stop and praise Him. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So you guys, sometimes in the midst of our busyness, in the midst of our hectic days, we just need to stop and praise. That's right. So today, I'm just going to read the psalm, one of the psalms that the Lord just highlighted for me in our reading. And we're going to stop and praise God through it. Now, for some of you guys who are later to the podcast, that you haven't been along the journey throughout the year, I haven't given you a big update on what we're doing. So I want to let you guys know, this podcast was created as a way to encourage the people of God to get in God's Word on a daily basis. We've been, since the beginning of the year, reading through a Bible reading plan. It's called the McShane Bible Reading Plan. And we've been using a variation of it that you can get to in the YouVersion Bible app. You can actually find a link to that at 5bythefire.org and go to the plan there. Now, this plan takes us through four passages of Scripture every single day. And each day, I find a passage that I feel like the Lord has highlighted through His Spirit. And I spend a few minutes talking about it here on the podcast. Today, that passage came from Psalm 8. And actually, since it's so brief, we're actually going to read that whole chapter. It's just 9 verses. And then we're going to stop and talk about just how important it is that we, on occasion, if not frequently, stop and praise God. So let me go ahead and stop and read this passage for you guys right now. Psalm chapter 8, and I'm reading from the ESV. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. Just to start right there, you guys, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That's just a moment for us to stop and recognize that the name of God, the Lord, the name of Jesus Christ, how majestic is it? There's no name like His name. There's no name that should be praised like He is. Like His name is above all other names. So even when it feels like things are less than beautiful, we can stop and we can like be in awe simply of the name of God. And just be basking in the glow of His majesty and His name. It says, you have set your glory above the heavens, let alone above what's here in this earth, you guys. His glory is above even the heavens. Let's start again in verse 3. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. Just pause there for a second. That's one of the things that I love about nature. I don't know if you guys started to wonder at all why I end up coming outside for so many of these episodes. It's because when I'm out here in God's creation, in the natural elements, I really am just drawn into a place of worship, getting caught up in all of His glory. And that's what the psalmist here is talking about. This is David in verse 3. He's saying, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. You guys, all of this, God has set in place. This is all the work of His fingers. This lake or pond, like these trees and the leaves and the grass and the breeze that I'm feeling, the clouds and the sky that give me shade on occasion from the sun. That's all the work of His fingers. The moon and the stars He set in place. Then he says, what is man that you are mindful of him? Like, You've created all of this beautiful, all of this glorious creation. Who are we? Like, wicked man. Like, come on, you guys. You are well acquainted with the depths of your sinfulness. Or maybe you aren't. Maybe you aren't yet very aware of how sinful you are. I think that's a great place to start. If you want to really get caught up in the glorification, the praise, the honor and glory of God, is to recognize how weak we are, how broken we are, how sinful we are, and then think on Him, the Creator of all. Like, then it makes it so easy to stop and praise. What is man that you are mindful of us? And the Son of Man that you care for him. And he's talking about Jesus here, and he's now pointing out the fact that Jesus, he came down. When he here's the thing to recognize. When Jesus came down to earth, he brought so much glory with him, right? That like made being a human a thing that is now like elevated in a way that didn't even make any sense before. Like, now there's so much honor due. Like, it's like this when someone really important comes into the room. Like, you now feel honored that they would even choose to come into your room. Jesus, when he came into earth, he brought honor with him, honor upon us that were so undeserving of such an honor to even be in association with him, as he chose to be in a vessel like us, right? It says, yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. So Jesus came down and he was made in that sense, in the bodily sense, lower than the heavenly beings, and yet crowned him with glory and honor. Said you had given him dominion over the works of your hands and have put all things under his feet. He's still talking about Jesus, right? The glory of God here on earth. That he was given dominion over everything that God created. And you put all of his creation, all of your creation, underneath his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes along the paths of the seas, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. God brought glory down in the form of Jesus and then gave dominion to Jesus. So he gave us an opportunity to see that God's glory is not just something that is awaiting for us in heaven, but we can glimpse at it now. Like, if you didn't see that enough when you look at his creation, if you didn't see that enough when you look upon the leaves and the trees and the water and the stars and the moon, when you glimpse upon Jesus, you get a glimpse of the glory of God, the honor of God, the praiseworthiness of God, right? And we are called then to just worship, right? How majestic are you, O Lord? And I love the poetic nature of that, the fact that it began in that same way that it now concludes. How majestic are you? How majestic is your name in all the earth? You guys, I want to encourage you right now as I look to keep today's podcast brief. Spend the next 5, 10, hour, minutes, however long you've got, in worship, in praise of God. And when I say worship, I don't mean you just need to be in song. I mean that posture of your heart that is just completely focusing on Him, on the things above, on the heavenly realms and what God is doing, and not on yourself, not on all of your needs. Yes, there's a time and place to cry out for those needs. Not even simply just repenting of everything. Yes, if you know you have unconfessed sin, stop and repent right now. But I don't even want you to focus on your brokenness right now. Now, in these next few moments, I want you to put all of your momentary focus on God the Father, God in heaven. And I want to start you in prayer with that right now. And I'm not even going to give a big old conclusion like I normally do to every podcast. Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, do all that business, you guys. But I want to close you out in prayer. And then I want to send you on your way so you can just continue in that place of prayer as this video and as this audio ends. So let's pray. And then I want to encourage you to keep praying. Father God, we are so grateful that you are worthy. You are the only one worthy. Would you, through your Spirit, lead us into worshipful prayer for the rest of this morning? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep praying, y'all.